Well, you know, not just those, but there are a number of other votes that when you look at them, you would think that he would have voted yes that on something that would help Southern Illinois and help the people and the district. And in my opinion, he's not doing that. He's not looking out for the people of the district. I would have voted different on those. Some other examples are the infrastructure bill and you know, the price gouging bill. That seemed like that would be a pretty easy vote to vote yes on as well. So I don't know why he's not voting no on or supporting those bills.
Yeah, there was a couple of them that he did vote yes on. There was Access to Baby Formula Act that was voted on in May, and then a Firefighters Fairness Act that he was a part of as well that he did vote yes on, and then the Ukraine Comprehensive Debt Payment Relief Act.
Right. Yeah, it seems to me anyway that on the really easy votes, he'll support. When it gets a little bit tougher, you know, like the infrastructure bill and the price gouging bill, he doesn't support. And to me, those are issues that would really help the people of Southern Illinois with you know, controlling the price of, or you know, trying to control the price of fuel and creating jobs for Southern Illinois. That infrastructure bill, that's pretty much the bread and butter of Southern Illinois jobs. It would keep good paying jobs here for a long time. It would fix roads that need repaired, bridges that need repaired, put Wi-Fi in rural areas that badly need it.
Yeah, exactly. It expands on those a lot. Is a lot of this just that he wants to vote against what the Democrats are doing, or does he actually vote no on this because his constituents support him voting no on it?
I don't think his constituents would support him voting no on that stuff. I think it's because, you know, my career as a labor leader in the Department of Corrections and his in the State House and in Congress have kind of paralleled. So, you know, I used to lobby legislators, and to me, it just seems like he's a very partisan politician. He'll do exactly what leadership tells him to do, and that's all he'll do pretty much. It doesn't appear that the House Republicans want to give Joe Biden any sort of win, which to me is hurting the country. The partisan politics in Congress to me is what has gotten this country, a lot of what has gotten this country into the shape that it's in. The division there, yeah, in my opinion, is setting the tone for the rest of the country, and we have to change that. We have to communicate with each other. We have to do what's right for the people of this country and this district, and put partisan politics aside. You know, there's way too many other things that are too important that we need to work on together, get good bipartisan support on.